Ryan's 50,000 rand noise.
Morning, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm in here.
I'm great. What do you think the noise is?
I think it's you receiving a delivery box and cutting it open with your keys and prying it open.
All right. A delivery box, you know, when you take your keys and everything and you try and open it with your keys? I've done that plenty of times. I think we all have. No, sorry, Lindsay, it's not that. Have a great weekend. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
Fine, and you?
Nice. Good, thank you. What do you think it is?
I think it's dice being thrown on a Snakes and Ladders game board.
Ooh. No, no, it's not that. Sorry, Ellen. Have a wonderful weekend. Jackie, good morning. Jackie? Hey, what you doing now? Hi, Jackie.
Hello?
Hi, how's it? How's it? How's it?
Fine, thanks, and you?
Yeah, Connie Clawney, Umpanaviak. Jackie, what do you think the noise is?
I think it is if you're using a computer mouse on your physical desktop without a mouse pad underneath the mouse.
I like this. Ooh, almost turned the station off.
I'm powerful, hey?
Yeah, you are. Jackie, a nice guess. No, sorry, it's not that. Have a good weekend, though. You hear it coming
closer. It's Ryan's 50,000 round noise.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
The fastest growing breakfast show in Cape Town.
Exclusive to Smile 90.4 FM.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Come on, we deserve a bit of happiness. And this week, we had lots of happiness, I guess. Friday, end of the school term. This is the last busy morning of the week for you. If you don't have kids and you hear me talking about the school run every morning, it's because it affects your life. Even if you don't have kids, you're affected by the school run. And how are you affected? Well, people got to drop their kids and get into that traffic. And look around you. All that traffic, most of it, there's people with kids that drop them off at school, or their partner has, and now they're joining the massive influx of people into the city.
Yeah.
From all over the Western Cape. And so from next week, right, Monday and Tuesday are going to be fairly easy. Tuesday being a public holiday, it's Heritage Day. But Monday, people take Monday off because it's school holidays and they're going away. So please be safe with your families wherever you go. I'm going away with mine. My kids are over the moon.
It was so amazing to hear them this morning over the phone. You quickly just called and asked, is everyone ready for school? And they were like, the excitement, no. Could just, it's so tangible through that phone.
Yeah. So very special holidays for the kids. We're off to, I don't even want to tell you where I'm going. I don't want to tell you. Because it sounds unreal and also sounds a bit like stupid to say it.
Can we tell them?
Yeah, you can tell them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go see Goofy and Big Ears and what's the other guy? Mickey Mouse and all those.
The O'Connors are taking Disney World.
Yes. By storm. Yes.
Oh. No, but you deserve it, Rocky. You and the family.
We've been busy here. Mm. It's one thing that the kids wanted to get them. They wanted to get to the age where they could appreciate it. And I think the girls are at the age now where they can't wait to go. So off leaving today. So off today. I'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. But I didn't want to just leave my precious family without somebody to look after you. And I've thought about it. And JM does an exceptional job when he stands in. And he'll be in Monday and Tuesday of next week for you. But I thought something different. Something different. Somebody you haven't heard in a while in Cape Town. You will hear him in terms of him being on the adverts. Mm-hmm. But my friend that will be looking after you for a couple of days, you are going to love. He is, call him. Let's call him. And the weird thing was, I was always a massive fan before I was a friend. Mm. And for known him for 30 years, almost. So, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ian F.
Yay!
Goeiemôre, my sonskyn.
Hoe gaan dit daar by die Kaap?
It's lekker. En daarbyo.
Listen, you need to get up early, bud, next week. You just get that alarm clock set early. And I can't wait for your beautiful voice to be in the households in the Western Cape, my friend. I'm so excited.
I can't wait either. I'm like a